You're listening to the Wellington Mornings Podcast with Nick Mills from Newstalk ZB.
We have got a show in town, and my God, it's a show. How many have we got here? One, two, three, four, too many to count. I haven't got my abacus with me. School holiday fun in Wellington this week. Madagascar, the musical, is on over the next few days at the St. James Theatre with incredible costumes, lots of laughs, taking audiences on a huge adventure to the wild. Madagascar, the musical, is all parts of a nation tour this year. Stay listening for your chance to win a family pass for tomorrow afternoon's performance at the St. James, and you get a chance to meet and greet with the cast as well, and they're in the studio and they're great people. But meantime, let's welcome in Leighton Lillis. Leighton, you're the producer and the director of the company. Why Wellington? Why now? Why Madagascar?
Well, because Wellington's one of our favourite places in the country to come to, and we miss the St. James so much while it was closed, and now we just can't wait to open tonight. So it's our first show tonight.
How good is St. James?
It's one of the most beautiful theatres in Australasia, we think, and the crowds come. Wellington people love theatre, and tonight's show is all but sold out. I know there's a few seats up in the back, so we encourage you all to come to some of the shows over the next couple of days.
Can you explain the show to people? I mean, I remember it as a cartoon. We don't call them cartoons.
Yeah, so it's an animated
musical
movie
with some very famous people involved.
100%. So the musical follows the movie, the first movie. So there's a lot of familiarity for the children, but there's some great new songs, some of which you're going to hear later on today from our wonderful cast of principals here. And it's something for all ages. So we encourage all the young children to come, the mums, the grandparents, the dads. It's a great fun for everybody.
Now, George, which one's George?
It's me.
George, tell us, you're a kia ora. You play Alex the Lion. What's your costume look like? I mean, obviously it looks like a lion. How long does it take you to get dressed? And how much weight do you lose in every performance?
Oh, mate, I tell you, it's a bit of a time, eh? So usually we get to the theatre probably a couple of hours beforehand. It usually gets me around an hour and a half to get ready. So it's not the costumes that are the problem. It's more the makeup side, because my hands are really shaky. So every time I'm trying to be very delicate with what I'm trying to do.
You have to do your own makeup.
Yes, which is great. I love that aspect. And but like the suit's got like a really big headpiece, like a nice lion mane, and like a really tight like muscle suit. So I feel like I'm living my kind of like Dwayne the Rock Johnson life in it. But it's good, and I love it. And And then it's just been really, really nice to kind of express that this character to audiences all around the country. So yeah,
Jess, where's Jess? Jess, come in, Jess. Oh, come up to a microphone. You play the gorilla, the hippo.
Oh, the hippo.
Gloria the hippo.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. I've got it written down wrong. So tell us about the hippo and what your costume and how long it takes you to get dressed.
Gloria the hippo is very sassy. She has three layers to her costumes. I have this kind of like undersuit and then a bit of a hippo suit on top to give me the largeness, and then a nice fluffy skin on top as well to tip her all off, and they get pretty hot. So I know a couple of us, Yoshi as well, we have to wear ice packs in our costumes to keep cool during the show.
Well, Yoshi's the giraffe.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
You don't look like no giraffe.
Well, yeah. That's part of the whole acting thing. No, there are a number of puppets in the show, and the giraffe is one of the puppets. So I'm holding a puppet the whole time because I'm not quite giraffe height. So I'm holding this puppet the whole time. The ice pack does help, and but luckily I don't have to put on the makeup that my other cast members have to put.
So how much fun is the show? Is it a fun show? Do you get off and high five each other?
Yes, too much. Amazing. Too much fun.
Too much.
No, you get off great. And high-five each other. And you
we
know,
do. We high-five each other during the show sometimes, backstage.
Yeah, the environment and the people that we get to work with every day, and the cast and crew have just been so, so amazing, and have been so catering to all of us. And it's just been so beautiful and so wonderful to see smiles every time I jump off that stage, getting ready for a change. And it's just been really, really, really special.
Now, Leighton, you've also been part of a cast and crew that you took Shrek the Musical to the Middle East last year. How did that come about, and how did you put that together?
Yeah, so a fascinating story. We were the first New Zealand company to ever go to Saudi Arabia, and we also did a week in Dubai, and we also went to Kuwait. It was absolutely fantastic. And I was so, so proud that as a New Zealand company with nothing but New Zealand cast and crew, we got to experience it. It was unforgettable. There were some challenges along the way, but this was the first time that a lot of these people had ever seen theatre. And we were the people there to do it. So absolutely wonderful experience. And someone you haven't met yet is Yusea. So
I want he's sitting down. Yeah, why is he sitting down?
Because a big thing about this is that Madagascar is almost a story of friendship between Alex the lion and Marty the zebra.
Okay.
And it's funny watching these two, George and Sia, their friendship's blossoming. And he's all the way from Samoa. So
talofa. Tell us how's it been? How's New Zealand? Was it like you expected it to be? Do you live in Samoa or were you actually a Kiwi Samoan?
I moved here when I was 15, actually, in 2017. And I've been living here ever since and I'm loving it, man.
And what makes you get into musical theatre?
Good question, actually.
That's what I get paid for, buddy.
It was a teacher back in high school. She told me about this course at Wintec back in Hamilton, and then I just thought I'd give it a try, and you know, and I love performing ever since I grew up.
Why a zebra?
Why a zebra? Because zebra is such a fun character to play.
Okay, and, let's play a song. Talking about
play
it. Okay, let's have a song. Come on, what are you going to play for us? Come on, let's get it going.
Got a bit of a medley going on here.
Okay, so, let's go.
There's a few songs that people won't actually know in the show, but there might be one that might be really, really.
All right.
Familiar. So,
count me in. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
And when I put my hand up, means you've got to stop. All right.
Yes. Okay.
But you've got as long as you want.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing in the world that could tear us apart. You're my friend. Ain't nothing in the universe that could come in between us. If you're in a rut, I will pick you up and bring you back to who you are. Anything that you need, I'm here for you. Wherever I need to be, I'm there for you. Unconditional, I know you're my buddy. And you're my bestest friend.
Together we will stay, together forever, living in the memories of you and me. Together forever, over any land and across the sea. No matter where we are, look up at the stars, we're never very far. We're always gonna be together forever, together we will stay.
Together we will be.
Hey. I'm blown away, guys. Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
Thank you so much.
I really hope that it goes well for you. I'm sure it will. Leighton, George, Joss, Jess, and Yusea. Did I get it right?
Yusea.
Yusea. Yusea. I got it right at the end.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful stay in Wellington. Enjoy the show. Have a great time. And as they say in showbiz, break a leg.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's the cast from Madagascar, and they're on at the St. James. Please book it and see them. Please support it. Oh, my God. You won't be disappointed, and it is a family deal. I mean, you could take your young kids, you could take your whatever. Just get along. Support it.
For more from Wellington Mornings with Nick Mills, listen live to News Talk ZB Wellington from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.